that the islanders are being discriminated against. They're being treated as second-class citizens. There's no excuse whatsoever in this day and age what ferry service to the island, and indeed, if necessary, they can get a helicopter in an emergency.
Is there an appetite amongst islanders to vote at the same time as those in the mainland? What difference does it make?
That's the point. In all elections, they're very anxious to wait until the polling day on the mainland. You could have some breaking news maybe on polling day in the island or something that would influence people on how to vote. They're deprived of expressing their view in that manner. And as well as that, people who are employed away from the islands and third-level students are deprived of voting as they won't make it back in time. And another point, in Arranmore Island, polling booths close at 7. If there was even an extension to 10, the same as the mainland, it would be possible for people to make it back to the island again in time.
So you're saying this is old-fashioned, unnecessary, and it discriminates?
No doubt about it. Discriminating against the islanders, depriving those away from home to all vote on the day as citizens. They're entitled to fair play.